Chatterbox.
Ooh, Chatterbox. I can't even do it.
You're married now. You can't go, ooh, Chatterbox anymore.
Apparently not.
Oh, my lightsabers are dead. That's sad. It's so nice to have Dez here. Dez is here, everybody. Yay.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. It's literally the best intro ever, you know?
It kind of is, yeah.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? It's less than a month since we our last episode, which I don't think we've done.
Oh, my God, really?
Ever. Maybe ever.
It must be like
a pandemic or something.
Must be extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, it feels longer than that.
It does.
It's because March was like 4 years long.
Probably why. Right?
Oh my God!
Can't never wait to see how long March. April's
back in like March, 10. we were so naive.
If only we knew. I would have bought new pencil crayons for coloring.
Yeah.
More craft supplies.
Oh God, I know. It's so I understand Amazon and their essential items first and everything, but. Monday, I dropped our Apple TV remote one too many times, cracked it, right? So now it's kind of splintery when you try to use it. So I said, okay, I'm going to order a new one. So I get on there, and it's Saturday. I'm like, okay, look, this is a fucking essential item, guys. I have to watch TV.
I think you can get an app for it, though, can't you?
Yeah, but the app is not
it's not great.
It really does suck, considering, you know. You would think they would have that fully integrated, and it really sucks.
Well, on the remote, I like how you can tap, like, at the top or the bottom to go up or down one, because I have a problem when I go to scroll, it'll scroll two, four, one, you know, so the app doesn't do that.
There you go. Okay. I'm going to turn my volume down here a little bit. Oh, this is the Chatterbox, by the way, everybody, and this episode 92.
Oh, yeah.
We just creep our way to 100.
Did you see this assault me? It fell from a tree and hit me in the face. Oh, no.
Nature is dangerous. Go back inside.
I can't. It's noisy in there.
We are still on track. We are still on track.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
100th episode before the end of the year. Maybe we can do it.
That is right.
You can do it.
Episode 92.
Depends on how long this quarantine lasts.
There's a lot of new podcasts or a lot of old podcasts making resurgences. There was a Media Junkyard last week. That was exciting.
Awesome. Yes. I was so excited. And you know what? And then when you guys sang the text song for the tech segment, I was like so excited. I said, oh my God, they're going to sing all their songs. This is great. And that's the only one you did.
Our greatest hits.
I was so upset. Rob, you have to release all the songs. Please. They're my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, but first I have to lock it behind a Patreon or something. No, I won't do that.
Yes.
No.
Definitely
won't
do that.
The ASA Network Patreon. So we're all just hanging out here. You know, we're all locked in our houses because that's what we do now.
No, I still go to work and stuff.
Some of our heroes still go to work.
No, I just go to work. There's nothing exciting about it.
You could wear a cape now. There's nobody else there. I mean, I've been doing it.
Yeah. Most of the days it's pretty quiet there. We're kind of splitting it up the shop a little bit, so it's not too bad. But
yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. I've taken to wearing costumes to alleviate my boredom. I'm going to put my full wedding dress on eventually.
Yeah.
If I can still get in it. Yeah, me and Astrid are playing dress up.
She does a lot of dress up.
Me too lately. It's quite terrifying.
Well, I used to leave the house on the weekend and on Tuesdays and Thursdays because we only have one car. So I didn't have a car every day. But I used to go out 2 days a week and everything. So now I don't even bother to get dressed even on those days.
No.
So, yeah, it's sad.
Why bother?
I know. I was already half lazy. Now I'm completely lazy. It's great.
Well, it's super hard to get motivated. Like, I've taken making myself a to-do list, and that sometimes it happens. Like, a whole week cycle can go by, and I still haven't done that thing. But I'm trying. I'm still showering every day and putting on pants. So I'm very proud.
Wow, you're doing a lot more than we are.
Yeah. I'm still putting on cream occasionally and some lip gloss. It's not all over yet.
Hmm? There's a mess. The mess head is in the alley behind our house.
Oh no! But yeah. Is he wearing pants?
He is wearing pants. He's looking around on the ground. He's got so much trash out there. After this COVID situation is over, he better clean that shit up, or I'm gonna beat the fuck out of him.
Don't get too close.
No. Our yard is at least 10 feet. So I'm good.
That's good. No, I mean, after this is all over, still.
I'll be as close as a baseball bat, you know.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. Huh. Scary neighbor.
I'm just really tired of their shit.
Yeah, that's one thing I like about living where I live. I don't have many neighbors.
I have lots. My yard is tiny and it's a townhouse, so
yeah. And I'm like 99% sure that I'm the bad neighbor in my neighborhood because I'm very loud a lot of the time. You know, people that write about their neighbor on Reddit and they're like, I wish that bitch next door would stop yelling at her dogs all the time. I think that's me.
Well, if you're not the one writing about the neighbors, then they're probably the one writing neighbor. About you.
Yeah, like, I wish that bitch next door would mow her lawn. Oh, that's me too. So like, if you want to complain about my unmowed lawn, just come over and mow it for me. I have a lot to do.
Seriously.
My dad will say, I remember when it used to be so nice back here, and I'll be like, you're retired, dude. Just come over and mow the lawn. I'll be very grateful.
So we'll be watching a lot of TVs and TV shows and movies and stuff, I would imagine.
Yeah. Okay.
Not any more than usual.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I have this thing, this really horrible condition called a 3-year-old. And I don't literally watch about 2 hours of TV a night. If I'm really lucky, we'll squeeze in 2.5 hours. But I go to bed at 9:30. She goes to bed at like 6:45. So that's my TV time right there, from when she goes to bed till when I go to bed. And that's it.
Yeah.
So it's the same as usual for me.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's tackle this long list, because we've all been locked inside with nothing to do but watch television. Like I said, I have been watching, like, I've been doing anything to avoid the news. So that means going outside a lot, because it is planting season, of course. And also just watching mindless shit like When Calls the Heart and, you know, really sappy, goopy crap. Like Heartland. There's like all white people and patriarchy, and it's terrifying. But you're like, why can't I turn it off?
There he goes. He's climbing the fence. What the shit? Yeah. I think he lives in their shed. It's his girlfriend's house, and he comes over, they get really high and mess, and then he goes away for a little while. Oh, I think she's up on the balcony. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Could be some fun times.
She hasn't seen anyone in a while. She wants to be friends.
Well, she's got a sign up on the balcony, and it used to say, hey, throw something at the window and I'll come down. But now it says, I'm not going to talk to you. Uh-oh. Right now. We're staying inside because of the pandemic. God help us all.
Oh, my God.
God help us all.
Yeah, melodrama.
Mm-hmm. Well, I regularly run around yelling, we're all going to die. So. But it's just a joke. I haven't put it on a sign in my window or anything.
Well, apparently a lot of us are and have, so.
I know. It's not very funny. I take it back. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you gotta sometimes laugh or you cry. So, and sometimes really terrible, not so PC humor is okay, because it makes you feel better about the situation.
It worked for Monty Python. I mean, their entire careers.
Yeah, true.
I was raised on that shit. It's not my fault. I was listening to the old Muppet movie soundtrack today, and it was so lovely, because that's the soundtrack that I remember, the original Muppet movie soundtrack. And it's just so, you know, it's so funny, the little interjections. Like, you know, they'll be moving light along, do, 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 do. And it's always somebody going in the background, popping up and saying some silly thing. I love it. It's so good. So that's the kind of stuff I'm doing, watching symphonies that they're putting on for free and all that shit. So what about you,
like,
Rob?
On Netflix, there, like, the book came up, Muppets Take Manhattan, and I was like, I might watch this.
I watched it last night.
Yeah, because I just feel like, I don't know, it was just a feel-good thing, right?
Yeah. They don't have much Muppets. That's the only thing they have here, anyway.
Gavin has most of them on DVD because he loves the Muppets.
Oh, I want the Muppets Christmas Carol, and I did not get to see it last Christmas. I was very bummed.
Oh.
It's fantastic. Yeah. See, the ones that you guys sing, like, what's the song you guys, Together Again? Ain't It Good to Be Together Again? That one is not my Muppets. I'm too old for that Muppets.
Oh. I have no idea because I'm not that big of a fan.
Da, 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 da. You know that one? You guys sang the song at Comic-Con. Do you remember, Rob?
No.
I don't remember that one.
Maybe it's a Kulki thing. Okay, let's phone Kulki and see if he will sing Muppets with us. I bet he's home. That's the thing, though, now, eh? If somebody doesn't answer your call, you're like,
oh, yeah, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you just ignore me. I know you're there.
That was my mom, like, all day yesterday. I'm like, mother.
I have, my mom is on our, my Find My Friends, right? Because she wanted, you know, put everybody on the Find My Friends. So usually we FaceTime her sometimes in the morning during the week before all this. And so I would pull up Find My Friends to make sure she was at home because I didn't want to call if she was out doing something, right? So I'm still finding myself pulling it up saying, what the hell am I doing? Of course she's home. She best be home.
Well, you say that, but I'm going to ground my father. I can't keep him home.
Oh, that's terrible.
He's come to my house 4 times in the last week to work on his boat. Now he's gone up to the cabin. It's like, just go away. Stop coming here and touching things.
Oh, God. Just stay home and don't risk the exposure, you know? I know.
He's 80 and we're all staying. I've been home. I've been locked in my house for like 700 years at this point. But my 80-year-old father won't fucking stay home. I'm going to ground him.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to stop them.
Yeah. He's like, you want to go to a movie? I'm like, no, I do not. He's like, oh, we're at the park having fish and chips. I'm like, why? Why are you doing that?
I thought I'd have a problem with my parents because they are very independent, go do stuff, blah, blah, blah. They don't want to be told they can't do anything. And they have been taking this shit seriously, though. They're like, my dad has a compromised immune system, so my mom is like making sure she stays home. Now, when this all first started, they had gone on a cruise, right? Right when it was starting. And so they came back from the cruise and it's like, guys, that was wrong time.
Yeah.
They got back right before the shit started hitting the fan with the cruises. And then my mom, that like 2 days later, three days later, ended up in the hospital. And I was like, oh shit.
Oh my God.
I was like freaking out so bad. I'm like, oh God, she's gonna die of COVID. Oh my God, she's gonna die. I'm not ready for this. And she had the flu.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It is also flu season. And it is allergy season.
And she did not have her flu shot.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, she will be getting it next year. She said definitely for sure. She works with children when she like substitutes at a preschool. And it's like, why wouldn't you get your flu shot? You know,
that's like petri dish.
Yeah, get your flu shot. So, yeah. My mom is rarely ever sick. She's, you know, she doesn't get sick. She gets over things quickly. The fact that she had to go to the hospital was like crazy. Yeah. But they're fine now. That was like, what, three, 4 weeks ago? I don't know. Seems like years. But
yeah, it's insane, isn't it? It's like, yeah. It's like we've been locked in here for so long. It's like, what day is it? Does it matter? It's like if the Survivor wasn't on, I wouldn't know what day it is.
I know, right? And I forget half the time. All day yesterday, I thought it was Wednesday.
Oh, my God. I was supposed to be dropping a chicken off to a lady yesterday. And I was like, oh, I can't come today. I'm recording a podcast. And I'm like, wait, no. Today's Monday. That's Wednesday. I can come today. I look like such an idiot.
It's insane.
Except for Michael, who just has to keep going out every day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're pretty good, though. Like, you can get in your car and drive to work, and you don't have to see anybody, and then get in your work daily and do your work and come home, and you don't have to see anybody. Is that right or no?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few of us in the shop, but, I mean, we scatter about. It's not that big a deal.
You don't like those people anyway.
Not really. And then they've been doing a health check in the morning, but I just go around it.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's it's a long story. It's half the people avoid it, so it's like whatever.
Yeah,
it's going well.
clearly.
Just take it.
So, has anybody picked up any hobbies they used to have and started doing them again?
I haven't had time. I work from home. Like, I did work part time from home before this, and so that hasn't changed at all.
Right.
So I have a 3-year-old until like noon. I put her up for nap in quotes because she doesn't actually nap, but she goes up in her room for a couple hours and she plays up in her room, and that's her rest time. And so, like, while she's up there for a couple hours, I do work. And then she's back down again. So it's like, I don't have time for anything else.
Yeah.
It's like 3-year-old and it's work and that's it. You know, I got to cook dinner and clean the house and all the other bullshit.
Yeah. It's hard to stay on task. That's for certain right now. I find that I'm like, oh, I'm halfway through emptying the dishwasher, but also folding a load of laundry, but also stripping the bed. And I'm like, finish a thing, one thing, you know, it's like, you just end up ADD scattered all over the place.
That's my husband. It drives me crazy.
Oh, no. Well, Dave and I are both Capricorns, and we both have ADD, so it's a lot of fun. I'm like, you have to go outside now. Just do it. It's for your own safety. I promise. Just go away from me. They'd be like, you're in such a bad mood. I'm like, you're poking a bear all day long. You should stop it. Leave me alone, man. Well, I'm an introvert, right? I need my space. I need to have my own thoughts. It's the reason I didn't have any kids, because I ain't got room in there for nobody else.
See, I'm a medium right between an introvert and extrovert. Like, I like to have my own time and be away from people and have aloneness and everything. But I can't cut out social, you know, things that all the way. Like, I like to go out every couple weeks and hang out with friends and do something fun. And, you know, and then I like to go home and stay home for a little while. But I need both. I can't just do one or the other.
Yeah. See, I find that I need like a ladies' night maybe twice a year. And then I'm like, oh, I got no ladies. Okay, sweet. And then I get over it. Oops. Like, how did I manage that? I guess I locked myself in the house for just a little too long.
Yeah, see, I started to go down that path too, especially staying home the past 3 years. You know, I don't really have that many friends in real life. Like, we do a game, you know, a game night. We're part of meetup and everything. And I have people that I know through that we talk to occasionally, but not very often. So I don't really have anybody to hang out with. So I would start to stay home more. There's no point to leave, you know. I just go run errands and come home, and then I get, after a while, it's like, I'm so fucking lonely. I need to talk to people. It's just me and Astrid and my husband, and, you know, I talk to my mom, I talk to my daughter, and that's about it. And now, I have to force myself to go back out so that I would be able to keep that balance of, you know, staying
home.
Well,
good for you for recognizing you needed that and for doing it as well, because it's easy just to, like, sink into
staying home. It is. And then you get depressed, and then the depression gets worse and it gets worse. And it's like, geez, I can't go down this hole. So I'm like, I'm miserable. I had a point one time where I was crying to my husband, and I'm like, I'm so fucking miserable. I can't do this anymore. I can't just stay home anymore. I need to get out of the house. I need a job. I need a job right now. And I have to just get out the house.
Yeah.
And it got really bad. But then, you know, I was able to work through it, and I think we started scheduling more game nights so I could, you know, see more people. Yeah. Do that kind of stuff. So it got a little bit better, but I have a hard time. It's a hard fine line for me to walk, where one way or the other, like, if I do too much social stuff, then I'm like overwhelmed and like, I need to get away. So I have to keep that balance, and it's kind of hard.
Yeah. I find people hard to be around personally. I'm questioning everything I say and everything I've done and everything, you know, like, oh, did I look sideways at somebody? And what did they tell? Did they take that comment? And, you know,
so. People just get on my nerves. That's what.
What about you, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, it's we've been doing a lot of like I've been having a lot of I'm still having to find myself, like, instead of making plans with people to go out and do stuff, we're making plans to stay in and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's still kind of stressful, so you gotta like kind of like not stressful, but you know.
You mean you can't get drunk by noon, Rob? Is that what you mean?
I mean, I could.
Oh, he totally like, could.
Shit, I gotta push that drinking off for a couple hours. They say that in BC, alcohol sales have gone up 40%.
See, I've been drinking less, actually.
Yeah, me, well, a little bit.
Just because I haven't gone out to get, I don't really have much in the house, and I don't like going out to get any. So
no. Every time you go out, you think, "Is this? Do I want to die for this?" A box of wine?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been playing a lot of this Jackbox game where it's like all these like little mini games you could play over the internet. That's been like super fun.
Oh, cool. Do you play that online with friends?
Yeah. And you connect with like your phone. So and it's a game that we would play physically together too, but you can also do it
online,
you know, via video chat too. So
someone in the Jay and Jack group is set up that for
so
on
they
the
were
weekend
doing it.
I forgot all about last week because I was gonna try it. Skylar and her husband, they play that with their friends and everything. They were telling us about it and sounded fun, but I'd never get to try. Hey Rob, can I say you're looking pretty good with that beard?
Oh, thank you.
that's a good look for you.
I haven't shaved in a bit.
It's working.
What do we call quarantine beards? They've got to have a name, like, you know, there's the quarantini. What is a quarantine beard going to be called, I wonder? I don't know. Quarant fuzz? No, that's not.
I was going to say a queered, but no, that doesn't. No, that's not a good.
Beardantine? No.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
If anyone comes up with anything, let us know. So apart from that, how about you, Michael? You're quiet back there.
What?
What?
What do you want? All the aliens. What about it? What about them?
No, I watched all the alien movies.
Oh, all the alien movies. Nice. I thought it was a movie called All the Aliens.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds great. I want to watch that.
Yeah, no, All the Aliens is not a movie. I watched all the alien movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Don't they all, isn't like after Aliens, don't they all suck?
No.
Not that I heard.
No. Okay. So,
do you all watch Prometheus and that?
1, 2 are good. What's 3? Is 3 Resurrection or? Resurrection's terrible.
Right.
Or no, Aliens 3 is not Resurrection. Aliens 3 is a...
I think 4 is
Resurrection. 4 is Resurrection, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
Let's say Alien 3.
3 is... they go to the colony?
Just Alien 3?
Yeah, they go to the colony.
There's 3 aliens in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 3 is solid. 3 is solid.
Okay, 4 is Resurrection.
Resurrection is terrible. Prometheus, I actually didn't mind.
I like Prometheus.
I think Fassbender is really good. So I think he kind of saves that and Covenant. I kind of like both of those. They're not perfect, but I kind of like where they went and what they did with the series. So
yeah.
You know what? Is that all you have to say about Aliens?
Yeah.
Was there a lot? There was a lot of goo in those. That's all I remember.
Yeah. No.
Lots of goo.
I liked them. I liked. It was good to watch, except for 4 was not good.
No.
Resurrection was not good.
So you don't count Prometheus as one of the alien movies, then?
Yeah, I do. It is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely an alien movie.
Did you watch that too, or you didn't?
Oh yeah, I said it was solid. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's like fantastic. It's also not terrible, but you know, has its issues, obviously. But, I thought that I like the tone of it, and I like Fassbender, what he brings to it. So,
I like him in most things.
Mm-hmm. And which is why Covenant was good, because you get double Fassbendered.
Oh yeah, that's how I like it. Well,
oh, it's an offense cast. Oh well, there you go. I haven't seen those in a very long time. What was that?
We just found our title.
Yeah,
double Fassbender.
double Fassbender.
Double Fassbender.
Look, if you're gonna be Fassbender, you might as well make it a double.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Would you like to make that a double? What is Uninspector called? That sounds like Agatha Christie.
It would. Yeah, well, it's actually a play, but there's a BBC movie of it. I forget where I saw it. Netflix, maybe. But regardless, Lupin. The guy plays Lupin. Mm-hmm. What the frick's his name? Anyway, he was the inspector. But it's a really interesting story. It was really well done. It's you can tell it's a play when you watch it, like because the way it's set up and staged in one room, basically. Okay. But yeah, I really enjoyed it quite a lot. Thought it was pretty good.
Okay.
Cool. I ended up watching on Disney Plus. I put on the new Lion King just because, like, I want to see what it looks like.
That's what I forgot. Did you watch Onward?
Oh no, not yet.
Okay. No. Yeah, I watched that. I forgot. It was solid. I wouldn't say it was great. Once
it seems like it's like a like okay like it's
yeah,
good.
It's good. The end is better than most of it.
All right, it's good. Yeah, I gotta check that out. But yeah, Lion King. I was only gonna like just put on a little bit, but I ended up watching the whole thing. It's good, but like after it's all said and done, it's like exactly the same as the original. So I feel like why would I not pick the cartoon version?
Yeah,
why?
Because it's live action, even though it's not at CGI.
Yeah, it's not even live action.
I'm
don't understand how they can say that. Like, how
yeah,
is someone not?
It's not live action.
This is not live action. These are not lions.
Yeah.
If I felt like watching The Lion King, why would I not just pick the cartoon?
Just watch The Lion King. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
there was nothing wrong with the original movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think you would just watch the movie. Yeah.
Right, because I think they are like, why make the movie if you're just gonna make the exact same thing, but with CG?
Yeah, it really makes no sense.
Yeah.
So you can call it live action.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
He's back.
Oh, he's God.
This is great. We need an update on this. Like,
I guess they did their math and now they're out of here.
I don't know how he's I forgot about Onward when I said that I'd seen Onward. I totally forgot about that. Mm.
We tried to watch Abominable, and that didn't go over.
Oh, I just remember what else.
What else?
Octopussy.
Nice.
Digging deep, hey?
It's really one of the dumbest movies ever made. It's so bad. It's like bad, entertainingly bad, at least. Unlike Avatar, which is just bad, unwatchable. It's at least like you can laugh at it. Because it's so absurdly stupid, but it's really maybe the dumbest movie ever made, or ever written, at least. I mean, or ever conceived. I don't even know. Like, take your pick on which word.
All those things.
Yeah,
I guess you've never seen Spring Breakers.
No, this is dumber. I can guarantee you, Octopussy is dumber. Like, I thought it was made in 1975. It was actually made in 1983.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, wow. Wait, this isn't older than this. I was like, oh, it's rough. Actually, I've heard good things about Spring Breakers, oddly enough.
Oh my god, it was terrible. It was like the worst 2 hours. I was like, why? I only watched it to the end because I was like, okay, I just gotta see how it ends. Maybe there's something redeeming in the end. And there was nothing. It was James Franco, I think it was.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He was terrible. He was always going, spring break, spring break. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It was just not good. Not good at all.
Hmm. It's like on Survivor where Jeff keeps going, you better get ready. Oh, wait, that's not him. But
I know. What the hell is up with that music? Oh, my God. I watched a movie. I watched Late Night, I think it's called. The one with Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling.
Okay.
Where mm-hmm. Emma Thompson is like a late show host, right? And she's her show's starting to not do as well because she's like very intellectual, and she doesn't want to stoop down to interviewing YouTubers and shit like that, right? But Mindy Kaling gets hired and tries to help her become a little more modern and everything.
Oh, God.
It was actually a really, really sweet show, movie, and it was nice because it was written by Mindy Kaling, and it was directed by a woman of color also, so it was nice. Yeah, I liked it.
Sweet. We rented a Disney movie, but it was so good, I can't tell you which one it was.
Oh, wow. That good.
Yep. And I realized that we paid $6.99 for it, and I could have got Disney Plus for $8.99.
Yeah, you could have just got Disney Plus. That doesn't mean it's necessarily on Disney Plus, though.
It probably was.
Yeah, it was a Disney movie, I'm pretty sure. It was just an animated. What's come out recently that's, I don't even know.
Onward?
No.
There's so many.
It might have been Skywalker, because Dave hasn't seen that yet.
Oh, I just watched that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did just watch Skywalker. That. Wow.
What'd you think?
Yeah, I saw it.
What'd you think?
it was halfway through the movie. I was just basically telling my husband, because he had already seen it in the theater, telling him what was going to happen.
Oh,
and,
no.
You know, it was super predictable. The characters were not great. Like, okay. I see they really neutered Rose, you know, it's like last movie, people were like, oh, she's annoying, right? So now, well, now she's not anymore because she doesn't even get to talk.
Yeah.
Ray was like kind of lame in this one too. And Kylo Ren was lame too, of course. Mm. But yeah, it was just, I did not really care for it.
No. I just kept yelling, kiss, kiss, kiss at the screen
because
I'm really? 12.
Because that's the thing that pissed me off the most about that movie.
It was so dumb.
Did they really need that? Could they not just have this connection and be have a connection and then not be romantic? Does a female character always have to have a guy kiss her? I mean, what the fuck?
I know.
It was so, it just pissed me off, and my husband got upset because, you know, I got so pissed off about it, and he liked the movie, so.
Did he?
I'm like, you know, you have a penis. That's
yeah. This was made for you.
Right, exactly. It was. Don't let the female lead fool you. It was made for you.
Yeah. No, I just liked it. Dave hadn't seen it before, and I had, so I was like, kiss, kiss, kiss.
Nice.
Because I'm a jerk, and that's how that works. So, is everybody finished?
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, has everybody finished Star Trek Picard?
From Mike, who doesn't watch it. Yeah, I don't watch it. So,
What do you guys think of the finale?
It was okay.
Really?
The whole show was okay. I didn't need it. I didn't want it. I only watched it because my husband made me.
Yeah.
And I loved Star Trek The Next Generation when it aired. I was a huge fan in high school. Every Friday night, I would watch it. You know, I would be home to watch it every Friday night. And I didn't need Picard to come back. I didn't need to have all that fan service with all the characters coming back. Like, I didn't need all that. Give me new characters, give me new stories, I'll be happy, you know?
See, you had a mix of both though too. Like, I enjoyed the new characters and how, you know, the depth of the new characters, you know, especially the holograms. No. but you know, I appreciated all the fan wanking, quite frankly. I loved it.
So did my husband. He loved it because he's a big Star Trek fan.
I enjoyed it.
Too. I hate fan service in general.
I'm not nostalgic.
I don't feel like it was too fan servicey. I feel like I had just the right amount.
Yeah, I agree.
I felt like every week it was another Next Generation person, or, you know, whoever, like, you know, Seven and I was on there too, of course, which I loved her on Voyager, but I don't know. She
do feel like the new characters were strong enough too, and I feel like they could have easily just made the show all about the same old cast, and they didn't do that, you know. I would say that you know, I think there was a bit of a ramp up, and I think by the end of the season, like, I was getting more and more into it, and I'm super excited for a second season, just because they kind of got the whole season is kind of like it's almost the whole season's a pilot. Like the whole thing's a setup for where you get to at the end. I feel that's what that, I feel it was like the whole season was just to set it up for, you know, future seasons.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it just, the story to me also wasn't that interesting. That the girls, you know, the sisters and everything, that was fine. But the whole thing with the 5 million different kinds of Romulans that I can't remember any of the names are, or which one they were, or which one they weren't. I had to keep asking my husband, wait, are those the ones who are the assassins? Or are those... He's like, no, those are the other ones. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, they do look the same.
They all sound, the names are all sounding the same too. And I was like, I don't remember which faction is which. I'm confused by that because the names just go in one ear and out the other. And the story was just like, it was okay. It was okay. Yeah. There was some good parts to it. And like I said, I like the whole thing about the girls who were, I guess, androids, you know, but other than that, it was just okay, in my opinion.
Yeah. There was a lot of backfilling that happened when they made the show, too. Yeah. Like, the episodes with Seven of Nine and, you know, they didn't even... A Riker episode wasn't even written until after he had already appeared... Like, he had already directed, and then they decided he was going to appear. And, mm-hmm. you know, there was a lot of stuff. Like, even the part at the very, very end where... Spoiler alert... where Seven of Nine and what's her name? I had it in my head. Now it's gone. Hold hands at the end to, you know, signify mm-hmm. that they mm-hmm. have a relationship. That was done by the actresses. It wasn't even written in the script.
Yeah.
So they were that fluid with the story, right? So there's kind of balls in there.
Who was it? I can't even remember now.
Seven of Nine and why can't I get Reyes out of my head? The woman whose son, she was an alcoholic, and
I can't remember her name.
Raffi, right? Yeah, see, Reyes Raffi. My fault.
Yeah, well, I felt like she was a very uneven character. Like, you know, sometimes she was like this very calm, and you know, here's what we're doing. We're okay. Everything's good. We're, you know. And then sometimes she's like, crazy. I don't, you know. And it's like, I don't know. I don't. Am I supposed to like her?
Yeah. Maybe they were trying to portray like what an alcoholic's behavior is like. Maybe because she was drunk a lot of the time. You know, a lot of the time.
I think she was high a lot of the time too.
Yeah. Yeah. And also Allison Pill's character, I felt like it was like that too. Like it was all over the place. I didn't know, am I supposed to like this person? Am I supposed to trust this person? Like, I don't know who you are, you know?
Also, the shit they put in their head with this prophecy thing, it's like, really? That's going to make you kill yourself? Come on. Fucking man up, people. You know?
Right. Well, I guess if you see the entire race, like, destroyed, then maybe it turns you loopy.
It happened in the past. Doesn't mean it's going to happen again. Calm the fuck down, you know? We'll figure it out.
Yeah. And all the, you know, the backstory about the Romulan religion and all that stuff was.
Yeah. You know, I'm not a big fan of prophecy stories anyways, you know, being a more logic person and not a fantastical person. You know? So, yeah, I didn't love that.
Yeah.
I do think having Star Trek knowledge makes the show more enjoyable. Yeah. So like, I don't think I would like recommend, like, I wouldn't say to anyone who didn't watch Star Trek previously to go watch the show. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you kind of, it's kind of a prerequisite, I think.
Yeah.
I think it helps definitely. But if you're into shows where they're on a spaceship and they're a crew doing stuff, you know, and you like that kind of show, then I think it's fine. You know, you don't have to know background. Like, I'm a sucker for anything on a spaceship. I love me some spaceship shows.
Yeah.
But it was just okay. I didn't need it. I didn't want it. And after I watched it, I'm like, well, still didn't need it.
Yeah.
In my opinion, my husband loved it, you know, but he is a hardcore Trek fan, and I'm not the hardcore Trek fan he is. Like, I've never watched the original series except like 3 episodes. And I haven't watched Deep Space Nine, but I actually have ever watched every other series. So, you know,
enough. Yeah, I've seen episodes of the original series, but I've never gone out of my way to watch it from the entire season that's available of it, because it's just too hokey pokey for me. Like, same with like the very original Doctor Who's. I just don't find that stuff holds up particularly well.
Yeah.
My My husband gets mad at me because I don't like to watch anything old, like anything set in the 60s, the 70s, you know, even the 80s. He said he gets upset because it's like, well, you don't watch anything old. It's not that old. I'm like, look, we live in 2020 right now. I don't want to go back when there was more sexism and more racism and, you know, times like that. I don't need to. It doesn't entertain me. So I don't have to do that if I don't want to.
No, that's why it's called entertainment. If you don't find it entertaining, don't do it.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why I had a hard time with the original series. And, you know, people are like, oh, well, you know, feminist and, you know, it's not that sexist. I'm like, watch a fucking episode. Yeah. It is. And it's not like saying, oh, here's sexism. No, it's like, because it was filmed at this time, there was sexism. It was... Yeah. You know, you can see it.
It was just the language and the way that people were treated and that there was...
And the way they had to dress the women. And, you know, it's just... The
well, even Seven of Nine. I mean, even going back that far, even Seven of Nine.
Yes. which is ridiculous because other women on that show got to wear the normal uniform, you know?
But she was brought in because ratings were suffering and they wanted to sex up the show. And that's why they brought in that character in the first place. So she was there, for the boys.
And you know
and some girls.
if men can't watch a show without having a sex pot on the screen, then maybe they should do something else. You know, go watch porn. Go, you know, do something else. You don't have to pander to these guys.
Yeah. How are you finding that, Michael? Because you're watching like Fantasy Island and those kinds of like Murder, She Wrote. Yeah. How is that kind of stuff?
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Not as much in Murder, She Wrote, but Fantasy Island's pretty crazy because you're talking mid-70s.
So. Yeah.
The worst time for sexism. I think my baby's going to sleep. I have to go give her a kiss. I'm going to mute myself so I can give her a kiss.
Okay. So what is the Devs, Rob?
Oh, Devs is a show on Hulu. Mm-hmm. At least in the US. Don't know where that translates to. But it's I had heard about it a couple places and I was like, all right, let me check it out. I got some time to kill. And it's kind of like a thriller kind of drama. Like dark. Whereas like because from the title I was like, oh, it's another quirky show about computer engineers and
developers, right.
Which, you know, like I like that kind of stuff, but it was kind of nice to have something that's darker and like a drama. So it's about this like this young engineer and her boyfriend gets murdered, but it's like covered up and like there's all this kind of like and they work for this giant like mysterious tech company, and Devs is like this top secret department and stuff. So it's kind of, without saying more, it's kind of just about the mysteries of that and what they're doing and the cover up of this guy's murder and stuff. So I've been enjoying it. It's ongoing, so it's still happening.
Is it an American produced show?
Yes. It's got what's his face on it? Gosh darn it. From Parks and Rec. Nick Offerman is in it.
Yeah.
And he's great. And mostly everyone else are people who I don't know. Allison Pill actually is in it as well.
Funny. She's everywhere.
Yeah. I know, right? All of a sudden she's in everything.
Well, she was in the Newsroom. She was in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah, and I just watched that again recently, which is funny. It's an amazing, amazing movie, by the way.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, so good. But aside from the those two, everyone else, at least to me, is pretty unknown, or I haven't seen them before. So, it's an interesting show. I think it's been pretty good so far. So, if you're in the mood for like a techie thriller drama show, give it a shot.
How many seasons are out?
It's the first season.
Yeah, just
okay. Because I feel like I've heard of this a while back, and I thought
right
because
it's got such a generic. It's honestly a bad name because it's so generic.
I swear there was a show called Devs like a few years ago, but that's what I thought this was. Weird.
Yeah. No, so this is new, and yeah. So I think it's been pretty good. So if you have Hulu, like, go give it a shot.
Sounds like there's a negotiation going on at Dez's house.
Yeah, sorry. That's the monitor, too. We have a two-story, so we still have a monitor up in a room so we can hear her downstairs with the TV loud. And so she's up there running around getting ready for bed. Sorry, nice. Guys.
That's okay. Why don't we talk a little Survivor, Dez, and then so we'll get let's get through Dez's stuff, because I know you got to get we got about 25 minutes left to get through. So, yeah. And I know you guys want to talk Tiger King.
Oh, yeah.
Survivor, I'm really enjoying this season. Season 40, all winners. How about you, Dez?
Yeah. I usually watch Survivor after it finishes airing, because I am not going to pay for CBS because they're the worst, literally. Mm-hmm. They've always been the worst. Even back when you could just watch TV shows on their website, it was the worst. There were commercials like every 5 seconds. So I was
and
like, I don't.
The same one over and over again. Like, stop it.
And it would constantly lock up in the commercials.
The Nissan Pathfinder. I'm not, shut up.
The worst, right? So I don't even want to give them money. So, we usually would wait till season is over, and then I feel like I won't get spoiled as easily, because otherwise if we just get it from Uncle Nefarious and watch it the next day, I'm like, well, I could get spoiled on Who Goes Home. But if I don't know the players and somebody's like, oh, John went home a month or two later, when I watch it, I'm like, I don't know who they said. Somebody went home.
Yep.
But this one, all winners, and a lot of players I love. I did not want to get spoiled at all. So we are watching this with an antenna on CBS. And let me tell you, this is the first time that I've had commercials in about 5 years, maybe 6 years.
Yeah.
And it sucks so much. I am never, ever going to watch a live show again. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Get an old VCR and plug it into the outlet and record it. That's what I would do.
Yeah, at least when I did have, like, I had satellite, you know, before I quit it all and did streaming. Mm-hmm. At least then I had a DVR and I could fast forward through the commercials. Yeah. Now I can't even do that. I have to I put my TV on mute whenever a commercial comes on, because they're so obnoxious and so stupid. But I am enjoying the show.
Yeah. I remember when I used to tape stuff for Dave and I, when we had VCRs and we only had one TV, but we had two cable outlets. So I would manually set the VCR to the right time to record and plug it directly into the cable. And then it would record the time and channel I wanted. And then I'd take it out of so I could do two shows at the same time, and then put it into the VCR and watch it on the TV. Oh, nice. Technology.
Yeah,
so good.
That was back in the day.
Back in the day. Way back in the day.
Wait, I remember those days.
Yeah. Anyway, Survivor's so good this season, and I'm really sad about who went home last week, because even though he's gotten this really weird villain edit.
Oh, yeah, no. I was perfectly fine with him going home, because you know what? He's being a real asshole. Even though I loved him the first time around. You know, there are a few people in this season I'm like, yeah, they could go home. But most of them, like Parvati's my all-time favorite player.
Yeah.
I love her so much. And I love Boston Rob. You know, he
lives here. He's amazing to watch, right?
He lives here. Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, but not in Pensacola. He lives at Perdido Key, which is, you know, like 30 minutes away. But still. Yeah. And I know where he lives, because all you had to do was pull up the county appraiser's office, property appraiser, and you can find anybody's address.
Yeah.
Anybody. So you look at their county, you can find where they live. So,
scary.
You know, yeah. I could do a drive-by.
That's giving away her catfishing methods.
I use that website for things like renting a house to make sure that who owns it is the person who is, like, saying they're going to rent it to you.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people who, like,
scam
you.
Yeah, they do that here, too. Yeah. And that their property taxes are paid up to date.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun this season on Survivor. Of course, there's all sorts of new things like fire tokens and things like that. So
The fire tokens are, I mean, they're fine. I mean, no problem. I don't
Tyson buying
much.
Peanut butter was the best thing in the whole world, because it gave him enough energy to get back in. I love Tyson so much. He's so funny.
When he bought it, I was like, what a fucking idiot.
Idiot,
why
I know.
Why the hell would you not save that for an advantage? But, you know, whatever. He apparently worked for him.
Calories.
Yeah.
But no.
there are some players I really love this season, and then some players who have done some crazy shit, and it's fun. So
I wrote, like I said last time we recorded, I wrote a Stairway to Heaven parody about Tony's ladder.
Oh, God, he's such a wackadoo.
He's so funny. I love him so much. And he's back on Twitter, which is hilarious because he gives all of the other players such a hard time. It's so funny. He loves to poke the bear. So I talked about the Good Place finale. Tell us what you thought of it.
I haven't got to the finale yet. I think we have two or three more episodes. We're finally watching the last season.
Right.
And I'm enjoying it. My husband's like, this is getting weird. And I'm like... really? I don't think this is any weirder than any of the rest of the show.
This is getting weird.
It feels very on brand for me. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm enjoying it because I'd miss them. You know, yeah. I'll miss it when it's gone because I think it's a really fun show.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually haven't listened to the last podcast yet. And there's some shows like that, like Schitt's Creek. I haven't watched the last three episodes because I don't want it to end.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just going to keep it. Well, like with Lost, I refused to delete the last episode of Lost off my iPod or my DVR thingy, TV deal, off the TV one. And then it went kaput and I lost it and I was so sad.
Oh, you think that's bad? I have in a box somewhere in my house a VHS that I have recorded the series finale of The X-Files, and I still have it.
Yeah. See, now more reason to get that VCR I was talking about earlier.
Yeah, and it's not even the series finale anymore.
No. I know. Yeah, God, and that's another show that I loved so much back in the day. Like, I was a huge fan of The X-Files. I didn't need it to come back. I didn't really want it to come back. And after watching it, I still didn't need it to come back.
Oh, man, it was so bad when it came back. Holy moly.
Yeah, I am not a big fan of them bringing back shows after a long time period like that because I watch the show, I get really invested in it, and then it ends. And then I'm really sad, I grieve, I mourn, I move on.
Yep.
I move on, I go to something else. And then they're like, oh, 5 years later, oh, we're bringing it back. I'm like, really? I'm over that. Yeah. I'm so over that show.
Well, you want to break my heart twice? We already broke up once.
And then it's never as good, you know? It's never as good.
I would take a Buffy movie with the original cast.
Oh, that would be so bad.
Michael would hate it.
I agree. Look, if you're going to watch a Buffy movie, I love the movie with Christy Swanson in it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yes.
First of all, nobody in that show could possibly act well enough to be in a movie. Let's just be real, first of all. All right, we all loved the show or whatever. None of them could be on in a movie.
And some of them have been.
Yeah. Like Sarah Michelle Gellar at one point, was fine as, you know, the things she was doing.
Daphne
and, you know, The Grudge and all that kind of stuff. That's about
Anya, she did a movie I watched. She was okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
There's a reason Boreanaz is on CBS shows.
Isn't he on all the CBS shows?
Well, he used to be on the Fox show, and now he just does the same show, and now it's on CBS.
Oh, you know what? I take back my Spring Breakers was the worst movie because I did watch a movie with Giles was in.
Oh, my God.
Repo, the Genetic Opera.
Oh, yeah, Repo, the Genetic Opera.
Skyla loved that movie. I watched that movie and hated every fucking second of it. I thought it was the stupidest thing ever. I mean, he can sing, but, you know, it was a terrible movie. Yeah,
just the name would make me go full stop no.
It's so great. I'm like, okay.
All right. I have not watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine in quite some time. What is going on over there?
Well, it's back on, just started up again a few weeks ago. Oh. And it's still like it never left. You know, it went from Fox to NBC, I think. You wouldn't have known at all. The stories are right. The characters are right. Everything just seems like nothing happened, you know. The best part about that show definitely is what's his face? The captain.
Andre Brower, right?
Yeah, he is so hilarious. that he just makes everything about that show funny. But yeah, I still enjoy it. I think it's fun. I like having a good half hour comedy that's just amuses me.
Yeah, they're good to have. You know, we had, like, we enjoy Black-ish, and there's a couple of other ones we watch, but there's not too many of them. But we talked about that a couple of years ago, didn't we, you guys, about how it seemed like sitcoms just kind of went away for a while. Maybe we just weren't watching them. I don't know, but they
might have gone away for a while, but you know, the way they've come back, to me, they feel like better than sitcoms used to be. You know, a lot of them are smarter and funnier. Yeah. You know, you get shows like, you know, Parks and Rec and Community and you know, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Those shows, to me, I feel like they're much smarter. They're much funnier.
The Good Place,
half hour shows used to be. The Good Place, you know, I enjoy those.
Yeah. Well, for me, the old thing about the older sitcoms was it was a lot more physical comedy back then, like Laverne and Shirley and Jack Tripper and all of those guys. The jokes maybe weren't as on point, and the sexism was roaring to go, but the physical comedy, like Laverne and Shirley, when their beds are moving around their room and they're trying to like move around, like amazing physical comedy those people used.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm not as big a fan of physical comedy. I like my comedy to be more cerebral, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's that Monty Python. I guess I just like a good fall down gag.
So does my husband, though. So, you know, I got to watch some stuff I can't do with him. But... And it's funny. He'll giggle over the stupidest shit. And I'll just look at him.
Sounds like me and Wes need to do a podcast together.
Yeah. And then he'll show me stuff like on Facebook. He's like, oh, look at this meme. It's so funny, right? And I'll look at it and it's like the stupidest joke. And I'll be like, oh. He's like, do you get it? I was like, yeah. I get it. I just don't think it's funny.
Dave will go, why are you showing me that? I'm like, it's funny. He's like, no, it's not funny. Why are you showing me that? I'm like, you're so mean.
See, me and Dave should do a podcast.
What would we call it? My annoying spouse.
Yes.
My nerdy ass spouse.
Yes. Oh, yes. Definitely. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Why don't you three talk about the Tiger King while I get a drink? Now, I did not watch the Tiger King, and I'm going to say why. Because, again, don't make stupid people rich.
What? Or famous. I mean, I don't know.
Well, he's in prison.
He's in prison.
And watch Soundtrack instead. That's all. I'm going to get a drink.
I think you can do both. But I don't know if he's going to get rich off of it anyway. He's in prison.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. Because it's a documentary, so it's not... I don't think anyone in the show is entitled to get anything.
That's a Netflix.
Well, to him, any publicity is good publicity. Well, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So it makes him happy. But he's probably not going to get rich off of it.
Yeah. He's happy for sure. But
and it's a Netflix show. Nobody's getting rich. I mean, let's just be real. All right. Let's just be. But man,
I'm not even a big fan of like documentary series, especially like the true crime ones or whatever, but my husband really wanted to watch it, so I was like, why not? Everybody in my Twitter feed is talking about it and they won't shut up, so might as well see what it's all about. And let me just tell you, whoo boy, was I in for a ride.
Oh yeah.
Yep. just when you think things are already crazy, it manages to make
somehow
it
gets
crazier.
Every episode.
Yeah.
I don't know who was the craziest, honestly.
It's a hard choice.
Definitely. They were all nutbags. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a tweet somebody had. It's like, it's really funny that the Walmart gun counter libertarian campaign manager is the most sane one on the show.
No, he's not. Because he got arrested for stabbing somebody with a samurai sword, apparently.
What the hell? See, this is why they need that follow-up episode.
Yes. I'm sure that would be part of it.
They haven't said anything official, but I can't wait.
Yeah, I know. The news story I saw was like, another episode's coming. I read the episode. It's like the guy Jeff, whatever his name was.
Oh, yeah, that's come back. Yeah.
Said it was coming. I was like, oh, well, that's a valid source. Come on.
Right. Well, I'm saying like he really wouldn't know. And he said they were filming that day. And if they're filming that day, they're not getting an episode out next week.
I mean, if they're just doing follow up stuff, I mean,
maybe unless it was almost done and they're getting a couple extra.
Yeah. But still, like, he's not a producer, he's not a director on this thing, so how the fuck would he know?
Maybe contractually he might know. I mean, who knows? Maybe, but yeah.
It just seemed iffy to me.
Oh well, yeah. I think anything any of them say is iffy. So
yes. Yeah. This. I mean, the whole thing was just absolutely insane. It just got crazier and crazier as it went.
Like, I don't know who the craziest person is.
There's not. Like, everybody has, like, okay, well, they have this one good quality, but then they have these bad qualities, and, you know, each one of them had, like, one good quality.
Yeah.
And it's like, but it doesn't make up for all the bad qualities all of them had, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Joe is probably the worst person.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, at the end of the series, you know, and it's spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but at the end of the series, when he's talking about the chimpanzees, I think it was, that he had two separate cages, and he sold them to someone else, and they put them in one cage together, and they hold their hands, and he felt really bad. Like, he said, I did this to them. I kept them separated all this time. I got so caught up in what was going on running the zoo that I didn't think about the animals. And then it showed clips of him young talking about how he wanted to help save the tigers. And it was so heartbreaking because it's like at one time, it looks like he might have been a good person.
Yeah, and he just went.
He just got in his own way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Doc Annell might be the worst person.
I was just going to say, I want to see more of him because you know what the crazy thing is that it doesn't seem like he was, aside from the tiger maybe killing cubs, a lot of what he did wasn't necessarily illegal, but it was definitely, like, horrible, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he was manipulating women to sleep
he's
with him.
Oh, running a cult. Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. That was some bullshit.
And then right there was, the thing with he brought, you know, he's at the VMAs with Britney Spears, and then Carol was there, and then the alligators that burned up were Michael Jackson's.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So everybody in this weird world is weirdly connected somehow. I don't know how.
And I just feel like after watching that, in my opinion, like, okay, Joe Exotic, he was crazy and he had this hard on to kill Carol. You know, he wanted her dead and everything. But I really don't think he would have ever acted on it.
No, I don't
Jeff
think he was
and Alan
enough, yeah.
and the other guy, James or whatever, didn't manipulate him into it. Like, I think he would have been fine just going on and just antagonizing each other till the end of time.
Yeah.
That would have been enough for him.
But, oh, yeah, for sure.
It's kind of sad that, you know, he was so easily manipulated by these horrible people. They are all horrible. All of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Every single one.
Yeah. It's like he still did it, but he was definitely pushed into doing it.
Yeah. That's how I feel about just watching it. In my opinion, you know, with my college psych 101, that's my opinion. But, you know, who knows?
There's a lot. I can't believe how much hate there is for Carol. Not to say she's a saint by any means.
Yeah, no.
But like, why does everyone think, because it was Joe was the one that was really pushing that. Oh, she killed her husband and stuff. But like,
with no information whatsoever.
Right. So why do people are like convinced that she killed her husband?
I know. Meanwhile, her husband's like running drugs to Costa Rica.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was involved in some shady stuff, and I'm guaranteeing that has to do with his disappearance.
Much more likely, or you know, his whatever possible dementia or whatever else.
Sure.
But if you're flying below the radar across the Gulf of Mexico, we all know what you're doing. Like, it was the 80s, we know what you were doing, or 90s, whatever it was.
Right
And that's likely what happened to him.
And like the whole thing about him getting upset about that lawsuit, well, you did infringe on their copyright, you know, you're the one who broke the law, and then you're going to get upset when they sue the fuck out of you. You brought that on yourself, buddy, okay?
Purposely,
Calm down.
Purposely did it.
Exactly, yeah. It's like you didn't even have any shame about it until you got caught.
It wasn't an accident.
Right.
No. You didn't both come up with the idea at the same time. It's just so crazy. And then as they introduced people, you're like, oh my God, everybody is insane. And like the most normal person is the guy with the clown legs. And like, you're like, oh.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's the most normal one.
Oh, I thought, you know what? My favorite's the woman who got her arm torn off.
Oh, she was just man.
Ill.
It's
just
a
did not give a shit.
Yeah, no, that was that Saf. I believe Saf is a transgendered man.
Yes. Oh, but, really? I didn't know.
Yes, yeah. Which was clarified after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is a meaning
woman to a man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Identifies as a man.
Sure.
But cool. Yeah,
that's good.
So yeah.
But just yeah,
crazy.
Yeah,
town.
He. Yeah, that. That
yeah,
was just
no,
like,
yeah, he was pretty, pretty.
I'm muted.
He was relatively
I was
normal.
Trying to talk. Yeah, I was muted. Anyways, yeah, in my opinion, the one who was like kind of normal and everything was the woman who went to Doc Antle's place, got
caught
up in it, and
got
away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like she seemed very reasonable.
I agree. Yeah. Where she was like, it seemed like she was almost stunned by everything that had happened. Almost, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. What was your take though? Because it seemed like she was saying that she didn't sleep with him, but do we really think she never slept with him that whole time? She was like, she made it that long through without ever sleeping with him.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, that's probably why she's not there anymore.
Yeah, well, exactly. And she said basically that's why she wasn't there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she wouldn't sleep with him.
Good for her.
Yeah. Suck him.
Also, her dog is the best. That like weird looking dog is on her lap.
I don't even remember.
I just remember how like her reaction to everything. She was kind of like almost sad or upset with everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Oof. God. It just, it, I know it was meant like as like a true crime kind of thing, but it also, it kind of it brings to light, you know, the whole big cat. It's a problem, I think, you know.
Yeah.
I heard that they were originally doing a documentary on big cats and the crazy people that are in this, you know, community when he did the whole murder for hire thing and got caught.
Shoot,
so.
And it turned into
how crazy everybody really was.
Right. So I think they started out that way, but then when everything went down, it just like, okay, we got something else going
on. Yeah. Hard to pass up on all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
they captured, let me tell you though, they captured some gold moments, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
oh my God. Just crazy.
The guy in the bathtub. What? What? He was doing his interview in a bathtub wearing shorts.
Oh, no.
In his shorts.
My favorite scene was all of a sudden the human Chucky doll is riding on a jet ski.
Oh my God.
Random.
Yes.
Why?
Wait,
what?
What?
Yeah, why? I don't. Obviously, it was his idea. I mean, it had to have been.
Oh God, yeah.
It was just so insane.
And they were probably like, oh yeah, this is good. Definitely do that.
See, yeah, they loved it.
The thing is, as like a piece of art or a piece of, you know, as a documentary, I don't think it's very well done.
I think they have
amazing footage.
They
and
just,
it's all about what is captured on tape and the footage they're using. But as far as like how it's put together, I don't think it's very good.
They stumbled on all the craziest people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of it doesn't really make sense. Like they have weird cuts. They have weird transitions. Like they don't follow like a, you know, like a story that really makes a lot of sense. They keep going back and forth to different stuff, but like, it's just that they have such good stuff to show that it doesn't even really matter.
Yeah, agree.
Right.
Yeah, they hit the jackpot for sure with like, bizarro characters.
Oh yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Shit, Survivor's about to start.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, they couldn't have had better. Bizarro people.
All right, are you gonna run Des?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to because I have to watch it live with commercials and all. And if I don't, then you know I'll get spoiled. It's about to start now.
Okay.
But thank you guys for letting me come on because I really had fun. It was nice talking to other people other than you know my husband and my child. And so I really enjoyed this. I miss you guys, and I would love to talk to you guys more. We used to talk all the time.
I know. Just, like I said, give me a dingle. I'm here. Just not on
stage. Well, none of us are doing anything.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
That's a good point. It's
been so nice to see you, Des.
You too.
Give our love to Astrid and to West.
I will.
Okay. Thanks, do you want to tell anyone where they can find you?
Yeah, in my house.
Well, we should be able to find all of you.
Exactly. That's where I am right now. So, you know, just come over, knock, and then run away, and I'll look out the window.
Okay. Well, enjoy Survivor. Wahoo.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so Des was going to talk about a few things. I know her and Astrid have been watching The Masked Singer and the Lego Masters, which I love the Legos, as you know. So, and Des was saying that after they watch the Lego Masters, Astrid then does a Lego.
Oh, that's awesome.
Homeschooling 101. So I will delete those things out of there. And you already talked about the devs, so
yes.
Walking Dead.
Yeah,
I'll leave it in there. Still on, huh?
No, I'm there you go.
Cool. So,
leaving the devs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I reference it later.
There you go.
Walking Dead. It's actually It has gotten better.
Oh, I see that.
Surprisingly. So I am enjoying this season. It's been pretty good. Though I will say I'm not going to give any spoilers, but there's like another major character that leaves the show, doesn't die, but leaves the show because of you know, other things, right? And it doesn't really make a lot of sense, you know. Ooh. So that kind of stinks, but I guess I can say if you guys don't care.
Yeah,
are they like biding Michonne, their time in case the person comes back, maybe?
It's Michonne,
well,
right?
Maybe. Well, that's, look, that happened with what's her face,
Carol.
No,
I don't know. I'm just saying names.
Maggie.
Can't remember anything. Maggie. The actress went on another show. The show didn't go anywhere, and she's apparently coming back, right?
Oh, okay.
So, so now Michonne is leaving the show, but like didn't die or anything. Like is going off to find. To look for Rick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who
we know he didn't die either, yeah.
Yeah, because we know he left and he's supposed to be making those movies or whatever. Who knows what's happening? But now she's off going off to find him. But it like doesn't make sense because it's like you would never ever leave your children for that. Like you just wouldn't, right? Like doesn't feel like her character, but it's just they had to do it. So it's a little bit forced in that respect. Yeah, you know, and then we lose like I thought she was she was always one of the stronger characters in the show, so it stinks to lose her. The other kind of annoying thing is that because of this whole bullshit situation going on, they were never able to finish post-production on the finale episode. So season, I guess, kind of ended, you know, minus the last episode, and then apparently they're going to air it maybe sometime later this year.
Whenever, yeah, they can.
Right. But like, hopefully, you know, yeah. So there's really not much of a finished ending to the show.
Hang on, though. Isn't editing a pretty solitary job? It's a dude in an editing bay.
I don't think they finished filming, though, did they?
I think they finished filming, yeah. I think it was post-production, but I don't know what stage they're at, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds like a slacking editor.
Yeah, maybe.
Lazy editing.
No, it's like everything's shut down out there. So
here too.
Right. And I don't know, maybe they didn't get to move, you know, it's a lot of equipment, so you can't necessarily move at home. But that's where it's at. But in general the season has been better. I think it's gotten better. So we're at the point where can I just talk full spoilers?
Go for it. I haven't seen it.
I feel like at this point, if you care, you're watching it, and if you don't, you're not.
Yeah,
so
I think that's
whatever.
Basically where it is. Yeah.
Right. So so like kind of like the big things that just happened. Negan, you know, he's been kind of on the good side, right? And then he kind of goes off to the the bad side, right? But it turns out he was just doing it to get in good with Alpha, and he kills Alpha. So That was kind of like the big shock of the season, is him cutting her head off. And then we also find out like the beta guy is like some kind of like country star or something. Whatever.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's like a country singer. Like someone recognizes him in the show and then like, oh, I thought it was you. But it's like we don't recognize him because he's a fictitious country singer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was like a reveal as if we would have known who he was. Oh, but like, my we God, don't.
The way they played yeah. it. But yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. But so yeah. I don't know. It's been good. I think it's better than a new fun character that was just introduced as well. Like kind of eccentric character. So looking forward to see more of her. But yeah, I mean, it was kind of like an incomplete season, but like, no, it's not really their fault, right? So
mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not much you can do. Yeah,
I certainly wouldn't say like keep, you know, if you stop watching, go through just to get to the season. But I feel like those who stuck it out, like it's definitely improving. But of course, you know, we know they're also launching a third show.
Oh, are they? I didn't realize.
Yes,
that.
Oh, they God. Are. So, we'll see. Yeah, it's called the Walking Dead World Beyond. So I'll have to see what that's like.
Interesting. Is that but like a I never post, like world coming back kind of thing?
So here the synopsis
is. Or
is
it another
is,
country or something?
It's in Virginia. No, oh no, it's production. It's a group of teenagers sheltered from the dangers of the. Oh, so it's a kind of like young people who grew up in this
world,
and they're kind of like teenagers. So like this is all they've ever known. Kind of like if Judith was a little older, right? Like yeah, she just grew up in this, and this is all normal to her.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, so it looks like it could be interesting. So give it a shot. I never got into the other. Oh, doggy.
Sorry.
I never got into the other Fear
The
Walking Dead. Yeah. I never got into that. So
I think I saw a little bit of the first season, but it was just so bad.
It wasn't good. Yeah. I've heard it's gotten better, but I was like, I'm not going to watch this. So,
yeah.
You know, I might check this new one out to see what it's like, but you know, yeah. So that's my take on that. And has anyone else been watching Westworld?
No, we watched the first season.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like the third season. I feel like every season has been kind of different. Like we're not in the park anymore, so this is kind of out, you know, in the real world. Mm. It's kind of got a, without putting too much, without spoiler too many spoilers. Like it's kind of reminiscent of like, you know, and Battlestar, like, you didn't know who, who was the Cylon. It's kind of got a similar thing where there are, like, kind of androids and you don't know who's who a little bit, or, you know, so, but then you know, or that you don't know who, like, who, I don't know, there's kind of a mystery to it, right? But it's interesting. I'm enjoying it so far. It's got a Jesse Pinkman in it. This season.
Oh, that's right. He's in this season, right?
Yeah.
He's had a lot of work since Breaking Bad, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's done a lot of
yeah,
stuff.
He has. I think he's a good actor. I like him. Yeah, I don't know. It's good. I'm enjoying it so far. Only a few episodes of, I think we're on 3 or 4 episodes.
Oh, some good news. Yeah, we talked about that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to mention it just in case. And like, I just feel like everyone should watch this because I just heard about it the other day. John Krasinski started like, the show from his house, and it's on YouTube, and the channel is Some Good News, and it's just like they're like 15 minutes long. There's only 2 episodes out, but it's like it's just kind of like all the good stuff happening in amidst all of this crazy bullshit, you know. Yeah. So it had me tearing up both times. Like it's really, really nice. The second episode, there's like the whole cast of Hamilton surprises this girl who you know had tickets to go see Hamilton and obviously are canceled, so they literally assembled the whole original cast and they sang a song for her. So really,
although
really
it was
nice
kind of cute where they're like, oh, we're gonna sing a song for this like 11-year-old, how does a bastard
yeah
I'm sure she heard worse. But still I was like, that's
yeah, yeah.
But it is really cute. Yeah.
It's just such a feel good show. Like, it's just really, really nice and good and fun. So he interviews Steve Carell in the first episode. A little bit of office stuff they talk about. Yeah, I don't know. It's really good. Just check it out. If you just want something that'll make you smile, probably tear up, definitely check it out.
Yeah. And then Jimmy Fallon's been doing stuff with his kids.
Yeah.
Online. Yeah. And the other one, Kimmel, same thing. He did a, you know, I guess Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is coming back. So he did a little thing with his like 2-year-old and his 6-year-old where they were the contestants on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Oh, and he put funny. It on the Kimmel's YouTube. So there's lots of really cute, fun stuff like that out there right now. Some of it is really, really good. Some of it's a little bit tone deaf, like the Imagine that. They got beat for that. I felt bad for them.
What was that?
All the famous people that, like, Gal Gadot got all of her famous friends together and they sang Imagine. Oh. And people were like, well, that's a little tone deaf. A whole bunch of rich people.
Yeah, right, right. Singing Imagine. Right, right.
So I was like, well, you could take it that way, I guess, if you're looking for the most negative part of things. but there's been a lot of really cool stuff. Like, here in Vancouver, the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra couldn't perform to an audience anymore, and they had one or two more shows left, so they just put them online for free.
Yeah,
you know, there's all sorts of really cool stuff. Like, my local library is having book readings and stuff online, so
that's nice. Yeah,
really cool stuff like that online right now.
Yeah,
I'm doing that rather than the Tiger King.
You should do Tiger King instead.
No,
just break down that wall.
I won't do it. I'm never doing it. yeah, so some good news is really, really sweet. He had Emily Blunt on the other day too, when they were doing that same Hamilton thing, because I guess the little girl said that instead of seeing Hamilton, she to get her Lin-Manuel fix, which she wouldn't have got at Hamilton anyway, she watched Mary Poppins. So, and then of course Emily Blunt's like, oh hi, I'm Mary Poppins. The little girl was like, and
she's like, I don't care. She really didn't care about her at all.
Who was really cute was, she's like, well, I've never seen The Office, but I know all the memes.
Yeah.
Okay, so to kids, that constitutes knowing a thing now, is having seen its memes.
Yeah. I mean, that's just,
I thought, I guess they get the gist.
Yeah, right? Pretty much. I mean,
some of the,
Yeah.
War of the Worlds. Is this the original radio version, Mike, or...
No, it's a BBC show. I think it was a BBC show. I don't know. It's on Epics here. But it was really good. It's like 8 episodes, kind of a different version of the story. I think it was a joint, maybe, I don't know, UK and French production.
Interesting.
But
they don't usually get along all that well.
Yeah, so it took place, it takes place in both, I think, London and not Paris, but like... another city, I forget, but I mean, I think it's gonna be closer to the coast because they're going to Channel, but regardless, but yeah, it's an interesting take on War of the Worlds, so pretty good. I enjoyed it. It's a small show, it's not like some big production or anything.
My dad had the cassette tapes when we were little, like from the original. Used to play them in the car. He used to play weird shit in the car when I thought about it. He used to play the Diana and Charles wedding cassette, because he had that. It was gold. And that War of the Worlds, read by some very old, I imagine, tubby British man.
Oh, God.
The original one.
Yeah.
You remember? Yeah. Weird. See? This is why I'm not normal. Just got into Monty Python and I didn't stand a chance. Yeah, so is it better or worse than the Tom Cruise version?
I actually like the Tom Cruise movie, so.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good. But you know how much I love to hate Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I think that's kind of underrated, oddly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you think about the acting that the little girl in that movie did.
Yeah, was it?
It was so fantastic.
Was that Dakota or Elle Fanning? Which one was it?
It was Dakota, I feel.
Which Fanning?
Which Fanning?
It was one of them,
the oldest one? Because she was really young then?
Yeah, I think you're right, because it's been a while since it was out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think Dakota. Dakota is the older one, yeah.
So good. And, you know, it's a good thing they pay those kids lots of money, because they're going to need it for therapy later. The Outsider. Were you? You've been watching. Did we talk about this series already a little bit last time?
Or probably. I don't know. It was.
Yes.
It's a Netflix deal, right?
It meandered and ended. It was. I don't know. I wouldn't bother watching it.
But everybody was so high on this in the beginning. Did it just kind of poop out?
Yeah, it was really good for like 3 or 4 episodes, and then nothing happened. Literally nothing happened for like 4 episodes.
That's really unfair.
And it was like, nope, this is not that good. You know, like the acting was fine and all, but they're just, you can't have zero story at all happen for like a week, you know? I mean, not a week, but like, whatever, 4 episodes. Just have nothing move or go anywhere. It's like, all right. You know, it became too tedious, quite frankly.
That sucks.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is what it is. But, yeah, I feel like, you know, if you really like Jason Bateman and, you know, are going to watch it for him, don't, because he's not really in it that much.
Then just watch Ozark.
Yeah.
We watched the first season of Ozark, but we haven't gotten back to it. And I know it's so good. Like, I hear so many good things about it. So I know we got to just... I don't know. Do I need the albatross of Dave slowing me down, or should I just go? Man cannot keep up. So, yeah. Well, there you go. We made it through all the TV.
Wow.
Woo!
I am surprised.
I know. We need to send out some special shout outs to some of our people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like Michelle.
Yes.
Who's working still in the healthcare field.
That's right. She is in the healthcare field.
Yeah, she was a little bit sick, but now she's doing much better. And yeah, so I just wanted to say hi to her. And to our Miss Maggie, who I miss. I haven't talked to Maggie in a while. Got to reach out to Maggie. And everybody. Yeah, I've just been thinking about everybody and hoping everyone's doing good, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially now.
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy times.
Yeah, and I am going to plan a group chitty chat online in the next little while. I don't have Zoom. I don't even know what it's called. I've never used it before. I imagine it's just a website. You just have to.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Could also just use Google Hangouts also, though.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. So I'll put something in the group about when we're going to do that. And if I'll put a post, and if people just want to like say whether day or evening is better for them. And then we can all just hang out. And you know what? We all are community anyway, so if people need to reach out, like, I'm home all day. If I don't answer, it's because I'm in the garden, but I'm home, and, you know, give me a dingle, you know, just hanging out. People need different voices in their life right now, because I think we're all kind of, like, stuck with the same people all the time.
Yeah. So. Need a change of scenery, different people.
We're here for you.
Yeah.
I get that, for sure.
And even if you just want to hop in the group and say, anybody want to hang out? You know? Don't fear rejection.
Yeah, everybody's kind of in the same boat. So this is 92, right?
This is 92. Episode 92. If we hit 100, does the Jack in the Box pop out or something? Like,
I think so. Well, if we stay in quarantine forever, we'll hit it way sooner than we think.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, if the boomers in our lives don't behave their damn selves and stay home, we will be in quarantine forever.
That's true.
Stay home, boomers!
I even have music this time.
Alright.
See? Look at that.
Thank you, everybody! We love you! We miss you!
Stay safe, be good.
Yeah, stay safe, be good.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll watch 700 more things by next time, because there's anything else to do. You can watch every show ever.
Every show? We're reviewing all of Netflix.
I watched season 1 of Fantasy Island, which was fantastic. Gotta buy season 2.
Bye.
Yeah, it's just not available streaming anywhere.
Archive.org doesn't have it?
No, it's not not open source. And I think I'm thinking about Love Boat also.
Wait. Ooh, Chatterbox.
Ooh.